It's time to answer the internet. Are you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was going to say, are you stupid?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, good. Are you ready?
That too.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Ready and stupid.
Now, this is from Answer the Internet. It's a Barstool joint. I just purchased a bunch of new cards. I'm going to give you the card as it comes up. Who wants the first one?
I will take it.
Hot Wings, what is your least favorite Matthew McConaughey movie? It's a pretty weak start.
Wow. I'm trying to think of any Matthew McConaughey song or movies that I've seen.
Really?
I mean, that I hate. Like, I'm sure I've seen a rom-com. I forget all the names of his romantic comedies,
though.
Oh,
my gosh. Okay, how have I lost too much time?
Like, the
Kelly, what's your...
that strikes the beach and turns...
Yeah, oh,
Sweet Home Alabama?
Love Rushes In, Fool's Gold. Something one like that. There was one.
Fool's Gold.
With Kate Hudson.
Sweet Home Alabama. I don't know. They're all...
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
That's your favorite or your least favorite?
Least favorite.
My least favorite is the dragon one I told y'all about.
What's it called?
Oh, Matthew McConaughey.
Rain of
Dragon
Fire?
Yes!
Matthew McConaughey Dragon movie.
It is. It's called Rain of Fire, which is terrible. And I swear to God, it ends, spoiler alert, with him going at a dragon with an axe.
What an idiot.
Mm-hmm. That is stupid.
It is. What is your favorite Matthew McConaughey movie? Kelly.
A Dallas Buyers Club.
Yes.
Yeah, me too. Hot Wings.
I liked Interstellar.
Ooh. Okay, those are both good, but
and then he's got a couple lawyer movies too.
Oh, Dazed and
the Lincoln Lawyer
too.
Yeah, Maitland, what about you?
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
I knew it.
Yeah, he's great in that. And then he does one with J Lo too, right? The Wedding.
That
wedding
one's my
planner.
Least favorite.
I think those movies. I think those movies are why they quit making rom coms.
Don't make them anymore. Yeah. Huh.
J Lo's just got to get back into that rom com.
Yeah, she's trying.
She's fine.
Okay. Imagine you're single. Okay. Hot Wings, would you rather spend a year dating a girl with a 10 body and a 5 face or a 5 body and a 10 face?
Boy.
I like how they're assuming you're going to get a year and then break up either way.
I think I...
Oh, I want the rockin' bod.
You know what? I think I'm taking the 10 face and the 5 body. I got to look at the face more. Like, when we're up close with one another... I can't see the rest of it, but like I'm looking at the face all the time.
The rest of it.
It.
Maitland, which one are you picking?
10 face.
10 body, 5 face, or?
10 face, 5 body.
Kelly, what about you?
I've had both before, and I'm trying to figure out which one I liked better. I'm going to go with the 10 body, the 5 face. If we're only lasting for a year, I'm getting the goods. I'm going to be looking at the good stuff from the neck down.
That makes sense.
Just find someone taller than you. You don't really ever have to look at them in the face.
It's so hard to find somebody taller than me. You know this based on how short my fiance is.
Mm-hmm.
Little Dr. Pepper
man.
Yeah,
he is. The way his legs kick back and forth at the restaurant. We're all seated. Like, it's a low top, man.
I know.
Gosh.
God, he can't reach anything.
Mm-hmm. And he ordered milk with a lid on it.
And it was still too much.
I know. And it was whole milk, too.
Yeah.
Maitland. Would you rather be blind or always itchy?
Ooh, blind.
That was easy.
Yeah.
Steve?
Always itchy.
Maitland?
Maitland answered. I'm Kelly.
I know. I was just saying, Maitland's done. Okay. Kelly, go ahead.
I would rather be blind. I'm a picker. That OCD would drive me crazy. Oh, I'd itch and itch and itch, and I'd be just a body of scabs. You're welcome, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
Like a hardcore band.
Yeah.
Steve.
Body of scabs.
Hope you like textures.
Steve, if you were hooking up, again, this is if you were single.
Yeah.
And you busted his or her bed because of your pounding. Are you responsible to pay for the bed?
Yeah, I think so. That's kind of like a badge of honor. Where I'm from.
Yeah, right? Do you mean Cinnaminson, New Jersey?
Yeah.
All of the biggest all the coolest people in Cinnaminson have paid for a busted sex bed.
Yeah.
Finally, I get to go to the mall and drink with the kids.
Yeah, our high school mascot was the Bed Busters.
Yeah. Maitland, you agree with that?
What, that they should pay?
Well, it'd be you.
Oh.
If you busted the bed, like, you know, doing some handstand spring or something.
I'm a gentle lover.
Oh.
Boring.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding, too.
Hot Wings, would you rather become a vegan or never have sex again? They don't like vegans on here.
Well, I mean, I'd rather be a vegan than never have sex again.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like that, but I mean.
probably pretty healthy though.
So yeah, I mean, you know,
the good.
Honestly, I love salads. I can eat a lot of salads and potatoes and things. I mean, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'd miss meat, but I'd miss sex more.
For the ladies, this next one says, as a female, so you have to tell me whether you want me to ask you it, because I think it's dumb.
Okay.
Do you want me to ask it to you?
Sure.
Maitland?
Yes.
As a female, how long do you have to wait before you slip a pinky in door number two?
Couple minutes.
What?
Oh. Is that like a couple minutes into meeting somebody?
Yeah, figure out, you know.
Poor Ross. He must have looked like Kermit the Frog on Jim Henson's fist.
Yeah, figure it out fast. You like that? No? All right, we're not cool. We're not going to work.
Maitland, do you think it's a couple minutes or is it longer?
That's a lot longer.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever.
Yeah, like it's like forever.
I think it's interesting that you're not sure. I don't know where my fingers go.
I'm not sure how long it would take me to want to do that. Right? I guess it would take them asking and me saying, I don't think so.
Yeah. Kelly, though, she's like, I can't wait to hide a finger.
Hey, if that happened to me, I don't think I'd ever get over it.
You've never had somebody accidentally like slip a little something up there?
No.
God, I'll do it behind somebody when they're going up the stairs. Like you go,
credit carding.
Yeah.
Credit carding. God,
you two are a couple sex perverts.
Yeah, you
are. Tell you don't leave your butt crack open around me.
There's no penetration with mine, though.
Oh, okay. Well, as long as it's just the tip to see how it feels, Maitland.
Yeah. Poking a butt through jeans is different.
What?
I think my fingers are a little different, though. They're a little more dangerous.
Thanks. Good luck telling that one to the court. Poking a butt through jeans is a little different, Your Honor.
Well, it is. If you're dating somebody and they're going up the stairs and you poke them in the butt.
Oh, Maitland, are you dating the people you're doing that to?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like just your dad's carrying the sofa up the stairs this weekend.
Jeez, guys. Yeah. Gotta keep up, man.
Matt, go faster.
You're ever in front of me on the stairs, you're gonna cover your butts.
Yes, right?
Not me.
Let's see. Okay. Kelly.
Yep.
You're aggressive, so I'm giving this one to you.
Okay.
If you were in an open field with one appropriately sized aluminum baseball bat for you, how many 10-year-olds with bike helmets could you take down before they got you?
Oh, as many as they came towards me. Smash. I'm only allowed to hit them on the helmets, right? Like we're keeping it fair?
No one said that.
No. Why would you keep it fair?
they're attacking you.
They're trying to kill you. You know, there's no fairness in
How old are they?
10.
10?
That was in the question.
I know, but I can't remember. Yeah, I think if I had a baseball bat and a legit aluminum baseball bat and 10-year-olds were running at me, I could take on 18 or 19.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Man, I don't know. But, you know, 10-year-olds, by that point, they're starting to get a little smart and they might know to swarm.
Yeah, I bet
That's
you they would.
True.
Yeah.
Not like
so
one.
That might be tough. It might be tough. Not like the movies where it's like, oh, we're in a kung fu fight. We'll do one at a time.
Yeah, I was picturing it like a pitching machine. Like the 10-year-olds would come on like a little ball and then spider at me. And then,
I think Hot Wings is right.
Yeah, I think
they're charging.
I think you're right, Kelly, if they come one at a time. Yeah, that's
well, yeah,
that's
you can do it forever.
That's until you wear out.
And this is a question certainly they expect a guy to answer, but it doesn't have to be. In fact, Kelly, you will go first.
Okay.
Which female, fictional or real, would you want to give a pair of balls so you could kick her in her balls?
Ooh, that's good. Fictional or real. I think I'm going to go with real. And I think I'm going to go with, who is a celebrity that really gets on my nerves? I immediately want to say the Kardashians, but I actually don't mind them so much these days. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
You have to go looking for them to some degree.
I feel like that, it's kind of a cop-out answer.
Yeah.
That,
yeah.
Because like, it's easy to say now. Right? Yeah.
But there's...
I have one.
I have one, too.
Who would you do?
Megyn Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
No,
oh, yeah,
I take it back. Laura Ingraham.
Okay.
Yeah. Megyn Kelly already has some.
They're very... Yeah.
I'd actually just like to kick her right in her vag.
Hank's wife on Breaking Bad.
Marie.
Marie would be pretty easy.
Man, everybody hates her so much.
Minerals, Marie.
This is tough.
Maitland, you have one?
Yes.
Who?
One is because I worked in Top 40 radio and I can't stand her, and it's Camila Cabello.
Okay.
I hate her.
You have a lot of them?
Tommy Lahren is one of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's still around?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Not as vocal, not as seen as she used to be.
Thank God.
I heard Hailey Bieber's kind of bullying Selena Gomez
right now.
Yeah,
she's kind of awful, everybody says.
I don't like that because Selena's been my girl ever since the Wizards of Waverly Place. Ooh. And so I think I'd like to kick her in the balls if it's true. If it's not, I'd take that back.
The audience has a couple good ones. We're all going to change our answers.
Okay. Okay.
Casey Anthony.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, blast those things so they come out her nose.
Yeah.
She's kind of off my radar, though. Yeah. I don't really care.
Well, they just had that documentary, so she came back. Chelsea Handler. Yeah.
Yeah, she gets on my nerves. I don't find her particularly funny.
I don't mind.
Never have.
Chelsea, yeah. I think,
Amy
yeah.
Schumer.
I would have said so, you know, about 3 or 4 years ago when I got kind of Schumered out. But again, she's been kind of off my radar.
I did get
while.
Schumered out.
We were peak Schumer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it got a little much.
I'm currently reading the Firefly Lane, which is by Kristen Hanna. It's also a Netflix series. I've never seen it. There's a young girl in the very beginning. She definitely needs to be kicked in the balls so that way she gets her life together. And a mom in the book kind of does it. She's like, I'm going to kick you in your little vagina balls right now. Mm-hmm. So that way you know you need a goal and you need to start setting some dreams, setting some goals, whatever. That was pretty good.
Hot Wings, who's the cartoon character you would totally have sex with?
Boy. I would say probably Anna from Frozen.
She's hot.
Yeah, Kristen Bell's character.
Pretty soon she'll be 16.
I think she's cute, and also I know that it's Kristen Bell, so. Hey, man, you know, cartoon characters have no age, so it's all good. It's all good.
Mm. Kelly, what about you?
Goku from Dragon Ball Z. He was so hot. Mm. I remember being a kid and being like, dang, he is fine.
Yeah.
He'd be like, Kamehameha, and he'd like throw fireballs at people.
I'm going to have to watch that now. I just need to know. Steve.
I had a big crush on Patty Mayonnaise from Doug
when
I was a kid.
What?
Patty Mayonnaise all the way.
But now?
Well, I mean, if I'm... Yes. Yeah, now. Yeah, I said it. I said what I said.
Okay, I gotta see what I don't. I was oh Jesus.
I haven't
You've
seen
never
her in
seen
a while.
Patty
Let
Mayonnaise
me see.
Before.
Well, I mean, I'm a little older than the Doug world.
Yeah,
you know, like so.
Okay, tell me if this
one. She looks great.
Yeah.
What are you kidding me?
Hair still blonde. She's still wearing that cute little purple top.
She's got some pretty weird legs.
Why would she be different? She's an animated character, right?
Yeah.
She's not gonna get older and like have gray hair and. A fupa.
Oh, I would steal her away from Doug so quickly. Look at them.
I want to see this photo. Come on. Come on, TV.
Look about three.
Power's off.
Look about 1 foot to the left and you'll see it.
Too small.
Yeah.
No, that's a, Steve, that's weird.
Yeah, she looks kind of like Ellen DeGeneres before she came out.
All right,
Patty
what's
Mayonnaise
yours?
Was cool,
what's
man?
Yours, Freebier?
She was real cool.
Mine is the Little Mermaid. What's her name? Ariel?
Ariel.
Yeah. That's weird. Cause
when I'm weird. You want to have sex with a fish.
Yeah. Going to plow those gills, I guess.
She's also wasn't 16.
Though.
She's only 16?
Yeah.
In fish years or human years?
I don't think it matters.
In both. Yeah, they're the same years.
16's an old fish, baby. all right. Is this weird? This person says, I have wanted to bang Tinkerbell since the first time I saw her.
No, that's not weird. Tinkerbell, especially the newer version, has that real short skirt.
What?
Great body.
What's
And
happening?
It's always a little sheer, too. What Tinkerbell's wearing,
totally.
It's kind of see-through-ish green.
Totally.
And she is glows
that,
a little
Is that
bit.
Why you were attracted to Ross?
Yeah.
Like, maybe he has wings?
Yeah.
A little sparkle He's ball.
My little Tinkerbell.
She's played by Julia Roberts in Hook.
I mean, know. Wow. That's, yep. I'd do her.
Yeah. I would have done Julia Roberts then, too. I mean, even now. Wrong with Tinkerbell.
Ask us more questions about sex with animated people.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the male character that's animated that you would have sex with? Hot Wings?
Oh, Joe from Family Guy.
Yeah, you'd really be in charge of that one.
Yeah, his upper body is very strong. He's got a very, very macho voice, and he probably needs a bone thrown his way.
Steve, what about you?
Come back to me.
Okay. Maitland?
Flynn Rider from Tangled.
Yes. Oh.
They had no business making him that fine.
I know. He was good looking.
Is that yours, Kelly?
No, I answered a male the last time. That's a dude from Dragon Ball Z.
Okay.
So if I were to do a female character, it'd be Kim Possible.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah, right.
Or Shigo.
Steve, don't steal mine.
Kristoff from Frozen. He's a mountain man.
Yeah. I mean, all of the characters from Frozen and Tangled are beautiful.
Yeah.
I would do Ned Flanders. I want to see if it's big as the pixel, as big as the pixelation. Man. You know.
The bulge.
It's huge, yeah.
That thing, he could use that to pick an apple out of a bushel basket and feed it to himself.
Like a little elephant trunk. Interesting comparison you made, but
that's what elephants do.
Picking apples.
Like an elephant trunk. Baskets. Yeah. A lot of elephants, when you see them, with their giant penis trunk, they have a bushel of apples there. And just pick one up and flip it and catch it with their little nose thing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Maybe even feed it to the handler. Here, eat this.
That's how you get their valuation at the bazaar.
That's my Flanders elephant I'm talking about.
Sell the elephant.